Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show.
Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
You want some good news?
Sure.
That's the best kind, right?
Why would we not want good news?
I have no idea.
Do you even have to ask?
I guess
if
I don't.
We want good news?
Well, then I'll proceed. Okay, the good news is not once, not twice, not three times, but four times President Trump has applied U.S. law at the border and seen dramatic results, dramatic drop in the people illegally coming across the border. But all four times, judicial dictators, we used to live in a republic, now we live in a judicial dictatorship, have blocked him because they just don't like it. And the Supreme Court has dragged their heels about hearing those cases. And so this is why you've seen, the people at the border hit record or near record lows. Trump takes a victory lap. Then we're back up to record highs. It's not because of a failure by Trump, but because the left has blocked him every way they can when he tries to secure the border. Well, this time he wins. Supreme Court just upheld one of his four fixes. And this particular fix has caused, he implemented it back in May, between, over the last 90 days, we've seen a 56% decrease in the people showing up at the border. And basically what he has done found a way around the Flores decision, which is where liberal judges write laws that Congress is supposed to write, and Congress ignores it, so they have the power of the law. And what Flores says, if you can get yourself a kid, get any kid, they got to let you and kid go in 20 days. Well, Trump said, okay. Well, we're going to house you on the Mexican side and you'll sit there and wait for your asylum hearing. And with over 90% declined for asylum, that means you and your kid are going to be headed back home, probably by foot. So good luck with that. Well, word got out quickly and we saw a 56% decline. This will begin to work over time. And that's why a liberal judge, John, and I don't know how he says his name. Some say Tiger, some say Tagar. I don't know. Liberal judge, just this week, in a desperate attempt to keep the border openly, just literally assigned himself jurisdiction he didn't have over areas of the country he doesn't have jurisdiction of, and then made a blanket ruling. I mean, they're desperate to keep this border open. And the Supreme Court, he was overruled twice by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Supreme Court just slapped them all down. So, and said, no, Trump can do this. And it's a temporary injunction, but they don't expect to have the hearing on it for at least 2 years. So that means for 2 years, Trump actually gets to use an immigration fix that is working.
And at least since it's a U.S. Supreme Court, it should last for a while. But they did say that they would allow other local challenges to come up. So there could still be another one that could do this. But
at least there's a win. I mean, this is precedent.
This is a rare judicial victory, the asylum seeker issue.
Now, on the other local challenges part, the way that I read the Politico one was that they will hear this still, but in the meantime, they've issued an injunction.
Right.
So for the next roughly 2 years or so, that's how long they think it'll be before the case is heard, that in the next couple of years, he still gets to do it. So my understanding would be that the local challenges would just be heaped on. Would they not just be heaped on to the Supreme Court case, or would they be able to stop him again?
I am not an attorney, nor do I play one on the radio, so I'm not certain of that. But just there was that caveat there.
Okay, so I don't know about that, but Trump is hailing it as a great victory.
You're good buds with Judicial Watch. Ask them.
Yeah, well, they return producer Chris's calls, not mine. So we'll see if Chris can.
But they do cash your checks, I understand.
Yeah, they do. They cash them right away.
They,
strange.
They are a charitable issue, I guess.
By the way, if you want to do something with your political dollars that'll make an immediate difference in the country right now, write a check to Judicial Watch. If you've got a couple $1,000 hanging around, but you don't trust any one politician, to donate, Judicial Watch. Do you know what they're doing right now? They're systematically going state to state to state and cleaning up the voter rolls. That is going to make a huge difference in this election, because in a lot of these places, more people than live in the county vote.
Right.
And that's because the Democrats know who's dead and who's not. And they just send people in.
And this is not your local election boards nor Judicial Watch trying to stop people who are legally registered to vote in their precinct from voting. This is not voter intimidation. Mm-mm. This is not eliminating people from rolls. This is cleaning up, as you stated, the voting rolls. And that does need to happen. The problem is that you have liberal judges and liberal county councils that keep this from happening. And you know why.
Oh, yeah. By the way, and I'm glad you brought that up and clarified it, because all Judicial Watch is doing in these states, they're suing to apply state and federal law to voter rolls voter rolls, boards of election that are not following the law. So they are using laws on the books. It's not trying to repress anybody or take anybody's rights away. It's none of that.
No.
It is lawless boards of elections, many of them in blue areas. Many of them in swing states that are just ignoring the law, because that's what Democrats do. It's dual justice America for them. So they have systematically been cleaning these rolls up. They've got suits in more than half a dozen states right now. They're planning a dozen more. So, I mean, if you want to get behind something that could save the republic, you want to maximize your dollars. Donate. And you know, look, every time they do something right, I send them $15. Mm-hmm. So some months I they get like 45 for me, you know, and I'm like, stop it.
I can't afford your success.
I know. But yeah, Judicial Watch, I mean, they are literally right now doing the job of the entire Justice Department. The Justice Department, their voter rights section should be doing this, but they're not, because the Justice Department's largely controlled by lawless leftists.
Well, exactly, because the bureaucracy is packed, because that's what, you know, Democrats do a great job of doing. You got to give them credit for that. They pack the bureaucracy whenever they're in power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, the only impact that Trump's been able to have is on the judicial nominations for the most part. But there's very little you can do within the federal bureaucracy and the bureaucrats that are in there that are not necessarily presidential appointees.
Absolutely. So all that is going on, Lee. In the meantime, I didn't mean to like walk into a hornet's nest here this morning. I mean, vaping thing is apparently very, very controversial.
Yeah.
And here's what I pointed out. I guess the hypocrisy of the media on this one. And it got started by our first genius text of the day, who pointed out, wow, the media is hysterical over 6 vaping deaths. It's all you could hear about. But illegal immigrants will dispatch that many this month, and nobody will care. I mean, it's all a matter of priorities and how hysterical they get. And all I said was, one of the things that is factual but that is not getting a lot of attention is that so far every one of these 6 deaths has been associated with people who vaped THC oil. So that's a street drug, THC oil. And THC oil right now, and I know because my nephew told me this, it is really hot. Kids in high school are using it. It's so much more powerful than regular marijuana.
And not to be confused with CBD.
That's a totally different thing. It's a street drug, the THC oil, although it's also sold medically in some places. Now, so everybody gets hysterical when I say this. What I'm saying is, if we're going to have this level of hysteria over the vaping industry and give them a look, and fine, awesome, I don't want anybody to die, great. Why aren't we this hysterical over the fact that a barely regulated substance is tied to every one of these 6 deaths? Where is the hysteria on television? Hey, we need to look at the marijuana industry. Where's that? Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, but all 6 deaths, 100% of these guys used THC oil. So I just, the hypocrisy of the way that it's being spun. And again, I get my facts from 2 places this morning. Wall Street Journal is reporting this, all 6 deaths linked to THC oil, as is USA Today. Now, is it the THC oil that caused it? We don't know. They don't know yet. Some people think maybe the vitamin E compound, maybe it's a THC oil. Nobody knows. Maybe it's the vape device. Nobody knows. It's just interesting that they're so willing to speculate on what the vape industry did wrong. Why aren't we speculating, too, on what the largely unregulated marijuana industry might have done wrong? And there's a good reason for that. They recently had a study of this. Researchers at the University of New Haven in Connecticut, 88% of the marijuana in this country that's sold on the street is contaminated with E. coli. That is gross. 70% is contaminated with mold and mildew. And there is also significant incidence of salmonella on it.
It's
So I'm just. Oh, by the way, and they found this in street drugs, but also in marijuana dispensary drugs. Why? Because those are locally farmed, and what do they do? They handle them with their hands. This is an unregulated industry.
It's like, come on, you marijuana farmers, at least wash your hands, a little hand sanitizer
Nasty.
Or something or other. Come on.
Go to the bathroom Gee. And wipe your butt with a butt. I mean, what the heck?
All right, I was not going to get that graphic. I was just going to make the suggestion.
I might have gone a little far.
Yeah.
And the marijuana people are now in their cars on their way to the parking lot to burn the building down. But no, so and everybody's going to get mad at me. Some people are saying, you want the government to regulate. And other people are saying, you're just dissing marijuana. I love marijuana. No, I'm simply saying, why isn't, given all six of them vaped, yes, let's look at the vape industry, but all six of them use THC oil. Why can't we look at the marijuana industry? Because that's not politically correct. That's not, it's hip, it's hot. Come on. Well, it's also highly unregulated. Yes, the who gets to sell it is regulated and how many get licenses and all that. But no, it's not regulated like cigarettes are. I mean,
well, it can't be regulated under federal law because it's still an illegal drug.
I know.
And it's only the states that are ignoring these laws that is allowing this to happen.
So I just find it highly ironic. Yes, let's look at the vape industry. Yes, let's.
Highly ironic.
I don't want anybody to die. I'm not defending the vape industry. I'm just saying when six out of six vaped an illegal substance sold on the street that is known to contain mold, marijuana, and E. coli in levels that will make you sick, let's look at both industries. No, we don't want to look at marijuana. I like that stuff, dude. I'm just the spin here. It's just one of the ways the media manipulates. And yes, I'm sure they have a political angle here. I just haven't figured out what
it is yet.
Well,
we hope the vaping industry won't go up in smoke, if you get my drift there.
Well, it'd be a shame if it did before we figure out. I know. I was just
wondering if you got the reference, because that's an old movie, by the way.
You are a cheeseball.
Yeah, that's me.
Total cheeseball. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Just call me Cheddar.
I have many friends who are cheeseballs, so I don't want to offend any of the cheeseballs out there. So, yeah. Anyway, Texter writes, I guess the argument of nobody has ever died from smoking marijuana that I've heard my whole life is now officially out the window. No, hold on. I didn't say it was the marijuana. I don't know. There's no settled science here. But the media is acting like there is, like it was the vape industry and completely ignoring the other link. All six vaped THC oil. Did that cause it? Don't know. I just like to see as much attention on the marijuana industry, legal and illegal, and the dangers as is being given to the vape industry right now. Because you know why? They could save lives if they'd tell the truth. But no one wants to seem to be anti-marijuana because, you know, anti-marijuana is hip, it's hot. It's politically correct. Texter writes, THC oil is a felony. Excessive use is the problem. Could be. But we're not willing to ask that question.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
God, you gotta love the left. I love the left. No, I do, secretly. They keep me employed. Without them, I'd have to get a real job. God forbid. Oh, speaking of getting a real job, did you see this? Outrage has ensued in the Greenville newsroom. South Carolina is one of more than a dozen states that are now considering taking the Trump administration up on its invitation to make working. This is radical. You ready for this? Working a condition of getting Medicaid. Now, of course, this would not apply to disabled people who physically can't work. Of course not. This is able-bodied people. Now, what would they be required to do? They'd have to volunteer, work, or attend school for 80 hours a month. Okay, even in Common Core math, that works out to 20 hours a week. That's a part-time gig. And, of course, hysteria has ensued in the Greenville newsroom. And their main argument is that that could apply to 1 in 5 South Carolinians. And that's not fair because some of them, they have kids to take care of. You cannot expect them to work part-time. And I went, I have been robbed here this entire time. Silly me. Three kids, tired all the time, and I'm working. What was I thinking? I didn't know it was unfair for anyone to expect me to work. I just gotta ask you folks. Okay, so people who have kids shouldn't be expected to work. Well, then that would mean they shouldn't be expected to pay taxes on their earnings, which would mean that where are we going to get the money for Medicaid? I mean, I know we borrow half the federal budget. I get that. But I mean, like, if that's the standard, never mind. I give up. Okay. Meanwhile, did you hear about Alyssa Milano? Oh, man. Did you see she and Senator Ted Cruz got into a brawl on Twitter, and they decided that they were going to have a sit-down, basically, debate. It was a debate, but it was a friendly debate in his office, very casual, and sitting around a coffee table, right? So she shows up. She's almost in tears, begging him. I beg you, she says. She used the word beg. I beg you to do something. You take people's guns away. Right? So she wants these law-abiding gun owners disarmed for the good of the people. But not herself. See, in the process, she admitted, after she begged him, used the word begged, to do the gun control, admitted she's got two guns she keeps in her house for self-defense. Just process that for a minute. I'm going to sit down and let you process that. This whole time, she has denigrated gun owners, blamed gun owners directly for the deaths in these mass shootings. Gun owners who have never hurt so much as a fly. And she has two guns? See, folks, this is how they are. But I'm an actress. I'm so much prettier than everybody else. Someone might attack me. I need a gun. You folks don't need a gun. You're stupid and ugly. Besides, you're Republicans. Everyone knows Republicans are right-wing loons. They probably kill somebody. Oh, by the way, she says she keeps the guns in her household for self-defense. Hypocrite. No. But this is in the great liberal tradition. This is why in socialist countries, everybody ends up poor, but the regime. This is why Chavez's government has people living in Palm Beach that are worth billions they've stolen from the poor while they starve in the streets. This never applies to the party. Oh. This is why. Remember Bernie's famous anti-gun speech at the Capitol? If you look at the wide angle shot, he's flanked on both sides by armed officers. They don't intend to give up their guns, folks. They don't. They intend to take yours so they can impose their will on you. God, what a hypocrite.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get up. Get on up. And move. Where we tell you to go, says Beto, a fake Mexican. He's actually a white dude who's Irish. So let's see. It's hard to keep this straight. All of the things that the left is going to ban. Cheeseburgers. Can't have those. Plastic straws. The carbon industry. Elizabeth Warren pledged in a tweet to wipe out all fracking on public and private lands 100% with the stroke of her pen on the first day of her presidency. That would immediately eliminate 2.7 million jobs. But really, who cares? Those are bad people anyway. And yeah, so that would take out 89% of our energy supply, given that she is also planning to get rid of nuclear energy. There will be no more nuclear energy under her either. But that's only the beginning. The Democrats are promising to ban us. We are now, by the way, the world's biggest supplier, foremost supplier. And it is something of a miracle of oil and natural gas to the rest of the world. But that'll have to go, too. They pledged at their climate summit that they would eliminate the foreign sale of carbon-based fuel extracted in the United States of America. That'll eliminate millions more jobs. But wait, hey, who's counting? Did I miss anything? Fracking's going to go. Yeah. And that's in addition to, you know, things like airplanes and all that other stuff. Yeah. So best case scenario, we're looking at a depression. By the way, this from the people freaking out about a jobs report that showed 130,000 hired. Best case scenario, I'm thinking a depression. Worst case scenario, mass starvation. And it'll be awfully cold in the winter with no heat. But yeah, no, other than that, it's great. It's great. And now we need to add to the list of things the left will tell you what to do. Living, where you're going to live. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they know better than you. They know better than you do. And you just need a little bit of help from an authoritarian regime to do the right thing. And by God, Beto is willing to provide that nudge. Here we go. Rich people will be told where to live. Now, I don't know. He did not define rich. And with the left, rich is usually middle class and up. Anyone who's not dependent on them, basically, for a welfare check. So, I mean, I don't know. But here's the plan. You ready for this?
Here's a tough thing to talk about, though we must. Rich people are going to have to allow or be forced to allow lower income people to live near them, which is what we fail to do in this country right now. We force lower income working Americans to drive 1, 2, 3 hours in either direction to get to their jobs, very often minimum wage jobs, so they're working 2 or 3 of them right now. What if, as we propose to do, we invested in housing that was closer to where you work, very often mixed income housing, meaning the very wealthiest are living next to those who are not the very wealthiest in this country, to make sure that they can both afford to go to the same public schools, that we really have that as a place where in this divided country right now, you can come together without regard to your income or your race or your ethnicity or any other difference that should not matter right now. What if we invested, as we propose to do, in high-speed rail and in transit in all of our cities to make sure that if you do not have a car or do not want to use a car, you will not need to have one or you will not be penalized for not having one right now.
Okay, I'm bored. So, yeah. Sure. I just love, there is no thought of cost. One rail line in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, where I'm from, cost $1 billion. They're going to put rail lines in every city. With what money? I just totally cares. Yeah. But you'll be made to live near people of lesser means. You won't have a choice about who you associate with. Because they know what's best for you. So, I mean, there's no burgers, there's no straws, there's no natural gas, there's no nuclear, there's no oil. And you could try driving your electric car, but that's going to require electricity. And since there won't really be any of that, yeah, your electric car is going to be parked in your driveway too. Got a solar-powered car? No? Oh, wait, they didn't invent that yet? Yeah, good luck getting around. Maybe you could park a horse in your backyard. Or is that too much methane? Not sure. Horse farts. Folks, they are talking about controlling every single aspect of our lives. Texter writes, hey, Tara, every time I hear Beto talk, we all get dumber. I'm sorry about that. Texter writes, Tara, I know it's off topic, but I just saw an ambulance on Wade Hampton Road and people just totally ignored it and got mad at me for stopping to let it go. Yeah, no surprise. And you're supposed to pull over. You can still keep moving, but you're supposed to get out of the way. By the way, I got slapped by that by a couple people, I don't know, earlier in the week. Well, they shouldn't have stopped. Well, they couldn't go because it's Woodruff Road. They wouldn't get out of the way. They just wouldn't bother. It was annoying. Texture writes, hey, Tara, without fossil fuels, there is no farming. And with no farming comes no food. So no eating. So everyone starves. Yeah, I mean, what they are proposing would cause mass starvation. I mean, you have to move the food to market. And I said, that's a problem. But I mean, you cannot wipe out 89% of the energy supply and then think somehow the country is going to function. Texter writes, horse farts. Thanks for the laugh this morning. Texter writes, I love how liberals now label tax and spend programs as investments. Now the texter writes, can you imagine Chief Pocahontas, OMG, and Brave Two Feathers as sub-chief, double OMG? Yeah, well. Texter writes, Terry, I don't want a horse. I have cats that I foster, plus a dog, plus five family cats. And you want me to ask something to move in? I think she means a horse. Texter writes, banning cows, not only red meat, but a major supply of milk. Democrats are idiots, so says Alan from Greater Greer. Greater Greer? Where's that? Is that like the good part of Greer as opposed to the bad part of Greer? I didn't know Greer was big enough to be greater in some areas. I love you guys. All right, Texter writes, hey, Tara, all six. Oh, okay, we're still on this. And I'm fascinated by this, too. I'm just fascinated by the spin and the coverage of this vape situation. And all I pointed out, and people are freaking out on me on the text line. All I pointed out was, listen, we're going to be hysterical about six vaping deaths. And we're going to need to totally, study and figure out what caused them. It's 450 illnesses. We're going to have to figure out what caused them. And we're going to look at the vaping industry and maybe ban some parts of it or something. Awesome. Okay, fine, whatever. But all six vaping deaths, the young men involved also used THC, well, not CBD, THC, the street version of that oil. 100%. Should we look at the marijuana industry? Legal and illegal, should we do that? I mean, because, yeah, all six deaths, they were vapers, but they also used THC oil. So where's the demand? Where's the hysteria? Where's the concern? Let's go look at the marijuana industry. It's barely regulated. And by that, I mean, yeah, it's regulated in terms of who can have licenses and the taxation. Yeah, it's regulated that way. But in terms of the production, it's barely regulated. And I pointed out, new study, 88% of marijuana samples, and that includes samples from medical dispensaries, contain E. coli. Why? It's hand-farmed. It's not like RJR or whatever, it's the assembly line. It's very clean. It's not like that. E. coli all over it. This is why you got to wash your vegetables. We can't wash your pot. It'll ruin it. And then go suck it in your lungs? Look, I'm not saying marijuana caused it. I'm not on a rant against marijuana. Don't misunderstand. I'm just saying, if you're going to go ballistic on the vape industry over six deaths, and they're tragic, I get it. But all six use THC-infused oil, which is illegal at the federal level. Could we perhaps consider? It could have been that. Not conclude. Consider. But that's not the way the coverage is going, is it? This is how they manipulate you every time. This is how they do it. Focus on one thing, ignore the other.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texter writes, are Stacey and Wyatt and Greater Greer? Just Greer. As old timers call it. I don't know where Greater Greer was. I've never heard that expression before. I'd be fascinated to find out. I do not know an answer to your question. Texter writes, thousands are dying from drugs and texting and driving, way more than guns, way more than vaping. But all we hear from the left is guns are bad. Texter writes, every time I hear Beto speak, all I can think of is Sean Penn playing Jeff Spicoli in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I keep meaning to watch that. My parents never would let me watch it. And I have it saved on my watch list. I got to get to that. It's a great American, movie, I'm told. Who knows? Texter writes, there's always a smart butt. Texter writes, talking about me pointing out, the link that all six deaths have in common is vaping. But the other thing they have in common, 100% of them, is the use of THC oil, which is really hot with kids right now. I know this from my nephew. It's become a problem at a school. And it is a extremely concentrated form of THC. It's basically like way beyond smoking marijuana. They put it in oil. It's illegal. Some of it actually is sold legally in, you know, medical dispensaries. But all six used the marijuana. And I just thought, you know, if we're going to look at the vape industry as a possible culprit here, fine, great. I don't want anybody to die. But if all six vaped and all six used THC, should we look at the marijuana industry? No, of course not. Okay. Sorry, just asked it. Texter writes, do you realize that burning bacteria kills it, right? Well, I assume it will work that way with vaping too, right? So why are people dying? I think the answer to your question is we don't know. That's why we need to look at all angles. But of course, marijuana is hip. It's hot. It's cool. Vaping is big corporate evil. So we just won't look at the marijuana. Never mind that 88% of marijuana samples, both from the street and from dispensaries, have E. coli, but nobody cares. No, and so folks, and that's, and look, oh, everybody's misunderstanding. No, I'm not trashing pot. I'm not. I'm simply saying if 100% vaped and 100% used THC oil, well, maybe we should look at both. No, I love my marijuana. Don't look. All right. Well, but yeah, this is a dishonest coverage. Texter writes, get over it. Anything in excess will kill you. Well, see, I think that's my point. Why can't we just be honest for once in this country about all the factors behind something? I guess that would ruin the story, right? The oh my God hysteria. Some people died from vaping. Listen, I feel bad for them. I think we should get to the bottom of it, but I think we should get to the bottom of all the causes, even if we don't like that marijuana might have caused this. Texter writes, just wanted to say it out loud and proud. All these people who laughed at me for moving to South Carolina, who's laughing now? Thanks for the platform, Tara. Love the show. Yeah, no problem. Texter writes, where did this go? Tara writes, wouldn't vaping create a warm, moist environment for bacteria to grow? See, that's what I'm wondering. Texter writes, those cartridges are from China. Heavy metals are used to make them. It's best to vape drier. Oh, thanks for the tip. I appreciate that. Glad the kids are in school before I read that text. Texter writes, pot is dope. Don't kid yourself. I don't know how to read that. Do you mean pot is dope, dude? Don't kill yourself? Or do you mean like pot is dope, like a drug? So much is lost in translation on the text line. I don't know what to make of that one, but I read it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.